Gardening and You is sponsored by Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. With today's program, here's Becky Litterer.
Good morning. Welcome to my garden show, Gardening and You. I am Becky Litterer from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. This show is about more than the different aspect of gardening. It's how we can help you with garden needs. Wow, it has been cool this week, but ending the week, it'll be perfect spring days. We could use some rain, but some predicted for next week. Enjoy and stay safe. Australia family and friends are having their fall season turning. It is cooler and rainy. High of 65 Fahrenheit today, 17 Celsius. Partly cloudy conditions and wind gusts up to 17 miles per hour. Stay warm, stay safe. Mother's Day is tomorrow, which seems early, and here we go. We have some really nice looking knockout roses. Knockout roses are hardy, low-maintenance roses that thrive with proper sunlight, well-drained soil, regular watering, and annual pruning. Knockout roses flourish in full sun, ideally receiving at least 6 hours of direct sunlight daily, though they can tolerate partial shade with fewer blooms. Choose a location with good air circulation to prevent fungal disease and avoid planting too close to structures or other plants. Prepare the soil by amending it with organic matter such as compost or well-rotted manure to improve drainage and fertilization. Dig a hole twice as wide as a root ball and just as deep and gently loosen the roots before planting. Position the bud union slightly below the soil surface in cooler climates or and above the surface in warmer climates. Water deeply and less frequently, allowing the soil to dry slightly between waterings. Newly planting roses require frequent watering for the first few months until established. Avoid overhead watering to reduce the risk of fungal diseases. Apply a layer of organic mulch such as shredded bark or wood chips around the base to retain moisture, suppress weeds, and regulate soil temperature. Feed knockout roses with a blended fertilizer or organic rose food in early spring to promote healthy growth and abundant blooms. Prune annually to promote shape and encourage blooms. In mild climates, prune 12 to 18 inches above the ground in early spring. In areas with harsh winters, prune down to about 3 inches to remove deadback. Knockout roses are fast-growing and respond well to pruning, which helps maintain a compact, upright shape. These roses are highly disease-resistant and heat-tolerant, making them ideal for low-maintenance gardens, though they are self-cleaning, so deadheading is generally unnecessary. They can be grown as individual plants in borders, hedges, or containers. Once established, knockout roses are relatively drought-tolerant, but still benefit from constant watering during dry periods. By following these care tips, knockout roses will provide continuous blooms from spring through the first frost. Minimal maintenance and strong resilient to environmental challenges. You know, we have lots of plants that make great Mother's Day gifts. Bring Mom along and she can pick out what she likes. Yes, we need to talk about Larry's Garage. Larry has appointments available this coming week. If you do know of some work you'd like Larry to do for you, just give us a call or stop in. Give him a call at 641-794-3337. Thanks and stay safe. The part of the radio show share message I've done for over 29 years. The Lord's word of encouragement is always good to hear. It is hard, but we need to listen, care, and pray for all. Prayers have power. Thanks to all, they tell me they hear me on the radio and they enjoy the messages. I am only the messenger in this message and all I do. I try to have the Lord's hand in all of it. Bible's verse is from Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. You are free from your past. Many people stay trapped in the past, but there is only one thing that can be done about the past, and that is to forget it. Thankfully, when you ask Him, God forgives us and forgets your past, and you can too. When we make mistakes, and we all do, we can simply ask God's forgiveness and move forward in the freedom that Jesus provides for us. Like Paul, we're all pressing towards the mark of perfection, but no one has arrived. I believe one of the reasons Paul enjoys his life and ministry is because he has a priority to leave his past in the past. Like us, he's pressing toward the mark of perfection, admitting that he has not arrived, but he had insight on how to enjoy his life when he is making the trip. Let's follow Paul's example. Don't get stuck in the past. Live your freedom of forgiveness today. Let us pray. I am thankful, Lord, that my past is in the past. You have forgiven my sins and given me a fresh start. I accept your forgiveness, and I determine to live my present and my future for your glory. In your name we pray, amen. Till next week, this is Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Larry and I want to wish all the moms a very happy and blessed day. Love from us at both.
Gardening and You was brought to you this morning by Becky Litterer at Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. If you have gardening questions or concerns for Gardening and You, stop by or call Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Phone 794-3337 or email Becky at beckmall@netins.net.